Alright, so let's try the next mission. I ain't got something else. Alright, let's take the first half for now. So, it says like this. Hoyasa omedes birshus harabim. Okay. So she is standing in rishus harabim. Vizarku law korov, and then he threw her the get. Right? He threw her the get. Karov lo migureshes. Karov lo eino migureshes. If it's close to her, it's good. If it's close to him, it's no good. Mechza mechza migureshes v'eino migureshes. And if it's half and half, what does that mean? Half close to him and half close to her. Then it's both. It's both. A doubt, I guess. That means a doubt, or it means something else.
I said the Rambam learns it, I think.
I mean, Lamaisa, you have to treat it like a selfie. But it's, we'll have to think about that.
Can it be exact, you're saying? Like you
know, just the terminology. Migureshes vein migureshes. Is that different than saying it's a suffix migureshes? Is there some different implication in that? Right. Okay. V'chein linyan kedushin. Okay. V'chein linyan hachov. All right. We'll leave the chov out for now. Yeah. So what do you say? So it's a strange Mishnah. It's a strange Mishnah. What's Karov Law and Karov Law? What was that? What did we spend time learning about? We spent time in Bav Metzia on Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos, I understand. That was the whole sugya of there. Does the katana have Dalet Amos? Right? So she says, if it's because she has, since she has Yad, so she has Dalet Amos. But what's Karov? What's close? What does that mean? What kind of a halachic definition is close? Okay? Let's see. And what kind of a phenomenon would that be? Close? What does that mean? You're going to be divorced because it's close to you and not close to him? What does that mean? Yeah.
And like, how is that pretty...
Well, it means, right. Is that in her rishus? I mean, where did that come from? How is that her rishus? I mean, dalet amos is konos, I understand. What does close mean? And she doesn't have to pick it up. She's divorced, right? When it hits the ground, close to her. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is bothered by. Hechi dami karov lav. Hechi dami karov lav. What does that mean? What's the case? Close to him or close to her? Okay. Now, is this Mishnah telling you this is the giving? The giving is the throwing. So he comes from him, and when it lands, it's considered that it's hers. That troubles you because
there's a missing.
Would be, let's say he threw it karov low. So that is not a good nesina to her. Because it's karov low. And then he says, pick it up.
Which that'll doesn't be complete the
mice. Doesn't complete the mice. Exactly. That would be a new mice. That would be her new haschala, which would be no good. Okay, but this itself is a nesina. Somehow this itself is a nesina. Okay. And also what's troubling to an observant eye here, is Rishus HaRabim. I don't know if we spent much time on it. We mentioned it a little bit. But even Dalet Amos is not so pasha that it works in Rishus HaRabim.
Oh, I asked the other way around.
That what?
Would it
so in somebody else's Rishus, it would seem it wouldn't work. But in a Carmelis, in a less traveled public domain, it would definitely work. Because there's a machlokus in Bav Metzia. Does it work in a real Rishus HaRabim? Does it only work in Besimta? I think it says like a side alley type of area. Okay, all right, we'll see. We'll get into this a little bit. So anyway, so the Gemara is like this. What's the case? So Rav says, Arba Amos Shelo Zehu Karov Lo. Arba Amos Shelo Zehu Karov Lo. Hechi dami mechza mechza. Let's see. Dalet amos shelo, Rashi. She'ain beino leget dalid amos. Yeah. Damina bishnayim ochsim dalid amos sholem konoslo. So Rashi's saying it's just, this is just a reference to our sugya in Bava Metzia. That, what does it mean, dalid amos? His dalid amos. I'm not sure why Rashi's commenting on his dalid amos, but it means that he's within four amos of the get. Right? So why is that good when it's thrown into her dalid amos? So Rashi's saying it's just a general din, dalid amos shalom konoslo. Right? So in other words, that's the answer to your question, Gil. When he throws it into her dalid amos, it's good because she's kona within her dalid amos. So it's like he's giving it to her chatzer. Right? But if it's in his dalid amos, it's no good. Okay, now good. Now another question over here to the careful reader is what? The Rashba's question. Most of Shana bring up his question. What's the question?
Why do you need his?
What do you need his for? All you should say is, if it's in her dalid amos, it's good. Not in her dalid amos, it's no good. Who cares if it's in his dalid amos? That's not the issue. Right? Yeah. So the Rashba explains that what? It really has to do with the next with the next part of the Gemara, right? That what? Let's see. So let's go a little further. So the Gemara says, what's the case of Mechza Mechza? Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yav Yitzchak, we're going to show you Shneim Omdom Be'arba Amos. Yeah. Alright, so it's important Rashia, right? Notice when you say Dalet Amos, Konoslo, it doesn't mean you're in the center of your Dalet Amos. It means you have four Amos to the object.
A circle.
Right. From you. You mean right, a radius.
Meaning your radius isn't two amos.
That's right.
Out, it's four amos out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think it's a machlokus in Shabbos if you have the it's the diameter of the four amos.
Really?
Yeah. But
this is like a bubble space.
So what's the case of mechza mechza? So Rav Shmuel says. Rav Shmuel Yitzchak says, if they're both in the same Dalet Amos, okay, Rashi, Kigon Shayu Shneim Omdim B'Dalet Amos L'Get, they're both within four Amos of the Get. Zem Mikan V'Zem Mikan. Shekol HaGet Munach B'Soch Arba Amos Shaloh U'B'Soch Arba Amos Shaloh. Right? So the entire get is within both of their dalet amos. Okay, so now the Gemara says what? V'lichzi ha'iminayu kodim. Yeah. V'lichzi ha'iminayu kodim lovo b'ma'amodo. Let's see who got there first to stand. Who got to their spot, to where they're standing? Im kodam hu lovo zoche b'chol arba amos. Vim kod mahi lavo zochsa b'chol dalad amos hasmuchos lo. Vishuv lo nichnasa zechuso lesocho. Okay, so that's basically the Rashba's. That's the teretz to the first question. In other words, what does it mean dalad amos shelo? What does it mean dalad amos shelo? It means even when it's also dalad amos shelo. Right? In other words, if it's in his dalet amos, what does it mean, his dalet amos? It means it's telling you there's a din. This is what the Mishnah is teaching you. That what? Let's understand a little better. That when we say dalet amos are konos, what does it mean? What does it mean? Because physically, it's within both of their dalet amos, but halachically, it's only in one of their rishus. Who's rishus?
Oh, really?
Who's rishus?
Was first.
Whoever was there first. Right? Lichzi hai minayu kadim. In other words, whoever got there first, he is the owner of that four amos. And if someone came in, if he was standing still and she approached him, then she would be entering his Dalet Amos, and but would not be able to change it to her Dalet Amos. So it would be like Jay's case. It'd be like the woman came onto the husband's property and standing in his field. So she wouldn't have Dalet Amos to be Konos because the field already belongs to him. So here too, in this Dalet Amos din, it's the first one is the exclusive of the second one. And so it's like the Ron explains, what is this whole din of Dalet Amos? Right? What is the whole idea of Dalet Amos? So he says, the Ron explains, it's really Midrabanan. It's interesting, right? It's Midrabanan. Dalet Amos, remember we did this? Takana Midrabanan, why?
Fighting over love.
The fighting, to stop the fighting. So the whole idea of Dalet Amos, Adam Konos Lo, is an idea Midrabanan. But yet, it's going to effectuate a Din Daraisa, right? Because the Rabbanan have the authority to give out halachic rights and mominus. And what they say is the din creates the reality of mominus. So what did they do over here? So what they're doing over here is they're saying that that when a person is standing in Dalet Amos of Rosh HaRabim, that mokum becomes his. The Ron goes so far as to say it's midin hefker based in hefker. Okay, so the point is it's not a halacha that you relate like an action at a distance. You relate to whatever is within your four amos, and it's considered yours, right? So then Gil's question would be a good question. It was if it was just a separate, if it was just some strange idea that whatever is within four amos of you is considered like you're picking it up. Mm-hmm. It's considered like you're holding it in your hand. Just some magical halacha like that. So then we would say if the man and the woman were both within four amos of each other, and he threw the get down, so she would still have her ability to be considered like relating to the get. Right, they each have the possibility. So obviously, if he's giving it to her, he's not trying to pick it up, and she is trying to be holding it. So we would say, okay, maybe we say it'll work. But the thing is, he's saying, no, it works midin bailus in the mokom. And bailus is an exclusive concept. And so if it was an idea like we just give you this action, so to speak, like we consider whatever is within your Dalet Amos to be that you have the, you know, telekinetic power to consider it like you're grabbing it. So then we can say, okay, so she, just because two people within the Dalet Amos of each other doesn't mean they negate each other's power. It's a power that we deem you to have. That's a fiction. Saying that wouldn't, that's not the halacha of Dalet Amos Konos Lo. Doesn't mean what you wish to be true within your four Amos becomes true. It's not like your little...
Yeah, right? Force field, yeah.
So it's a separate din. It has to come down to halachic property. So halachic property is that midin takanas based in, they're makna to an individual the Dalet Amos that he's on. The Dalet Amos or Rishus Harabim. But it's a kinyan. So when he's in the Rishus Harabim, so then his Dalet Amos is considered, the Dalet Amos that he's in is considered his. But once he's there first, so now it's midin takanas chacham, it's his. So when she comes in, it's no longer Rosh HaRabim. So there's nothing for her to they're not mocking her or anything. So it turns out that she's on his property. So if he's there first, and she walks into the area that's in his Dalet Amos, it turns out takanas chacham already gave him a zechus in the karka, and she is in his territory. So now when he throws it down, even though it's within her Dalet Amos, it's no longer in her chatzer. It's no longer in her rishus, because the rishus is an exclusive concept. Can't be, doesn't belong to two people at once. That's not what ownership is about. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is. That's the chiddush of Karov Lo. Once it's considered Karov Lo, meaning to say, if it's in a makom that relates to him, the fact that it's physically close to her doesn't help. That's the chiddush of the Noah's karov lo will be an exclusion from her. You understand? The question was, it either has to be karov lo or not karov lo, right? But that would imply whenever it's karov lo, it's good, and whenever it's not karov lo, it's no good. There's more to it than that. It's possible that it is physically close to her, but still no good. When it's considered his Dalet Amos, when he got there first, even though she comes close now, it's not going to work. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, what do you mean it's in both of theirs? What is mechtzel mechtzel? What does it mean they're both together? That's not possible. They might both physically be within the same proximity of within 4 amos of each other, but somebody is on somebody else's land. Midin takana, midin this takana, one of them is on the other person's property. So it wouldn't be a mechtzel mechtzel situation. We just have to see who got there first. The coin of Rav, it just goes by who's there first. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, ah, maybe you say like this. V'chi teima da'asu tervayu bahadi hadadi. Okay. So what does that mean? It means like this. Here, I'll give you an illustrate. Each book represents their Dalet Amos. Okay. A little bit hard to figure this out. Each book represents their Dalet Amos. And now you got to watch. You got to get like a particular spot that you're watching. Right, and they both are going to go exactly at that spot together. It's hard to do. Meaning to say, in each spot,
they walk towards each other.
They're walking towards each other at exactly the same pace, and then they each are going to overlap in a certain area at the same time. Let's see Rashi. Shehayu shneim omdim. Ches amos mitzum tzomos. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry.
So they're saying 8 amos means it spreads out more, not.
First one is the first one is right. No, there's no Rashi in the first one. First one is that I got the wrong Rashi. The first one is the osu tervayu bahadi hadodi. That's what I'm trying to explain. Ef shalitzamzim shelo yakdim ho echad. So what would that mean? It would mean. So they're doing the Asu Tervayu Bahadi Adadi case now. That's the Gemara's first possibility. What does it mean that it's in both of theirs? It means they both arrived at the same exact moment. Now what would that do? That would make it impossible to determine whose property it is. Right? Therefore, it would be considered migureshes veina migureshes. Impossible to know.
Oh, that's what I understand that phrase now. Okay, good.
No,
like
that would be. No. Then it would be appropriate to say migureshes veina migureshes because factually it's impossible to determine which one it is.
Oh, wait, there's. We don't have like a.
It's indeterminable whose rishus it is. It's indeterminable whose rishus this Dalet Amos is.
So the problem is we're not sure whether it was a good Nesina or whether it was a good Kabbalah or like what are we not sure about?
Whether it was a good Nesina.
Yeah,
no, it may not have ever left his possession.
Exactly. It may never have left his possession.
So
the Gemara says, so why can't that be the case? E'ef shalitzamtim. So this is the big principle in Gemara. E.F. Shalitzamtim. What does that mean? E.F. Shalitzamtim.
It's
possible to be exact. Here it means to be exact.
Like Simpson, I thought was contract.
What's that? So Tosos, the Rishonim are bothered by this question. I didn't want to go into it with you guys, but take a look at the Tosos of Yavaha, E.F. Shalitzamtim. Rishonim bring it up. So let's say it's E.F. Shalitzamtim. So then what? It's on the wrong spot. It's on 9th.
What does that mean? Exactly?
So what does that mean? Like Rashi says, it means it's not possible that one did not precede the other by a moment. It's not possible that they both were arriving at every inch of that Dalet Amos exactly at the same time. Someone must have been a little faster than the other. We can't figure it out. We can't measure.
The time is not for
someone's going to get there before the other person.
But it's not getting there first. It's when they're overlapped. So it doesn't matter which one gets the
spot. Yeah, but
the person
gets
it. No, maybe you're right. Maybe it means whoever that when you're moving, you don't have the din of Daladamas. Maybe it means when you're moving, you don't have the din of Daladamas. That's the way Rashi sounds like. Because he's saying, who got there first?
Whoever gets there first.
Im kodam hu lavo. If he was the one who got there first, then he's zocha in the whole Dalamos. And if she's there first, then she's zocha in the whole Dalamos. So apparently, I mean, if you die from Rashi, it sounds like he's learning that you don't have the Dalamos when you're moving. No? Okay, so the Rashash says he encounters the same problem that we have when they're walking towards each other. So he says, no, they're walking side by side. So they're overlapping Daladamos at the get-go, and they move forward into new territory, and then they stop. So as long as one was moving a little bit faster than the other, that person's Daladamos will be ahead of the other ones, all be his.
Why is it different from coming from opposite directions?
Coming from opposite directions?
You're both going to encounter the get, let's say, either at the same time or have some sort of overlapping rishus.
If they're coming from opposite directions, the problem is...
No, because here, one guy is
like
getting
a competition.
There before the other one.
That one's... someone's going into someone else's property. See, I was learning, I thought it would be, okay, so each one is going into the other person's property, but it's impossible to tell. But it's like equally problematic for both. So it's also an unresolvable problem.
Yeah.
But he's saying no. He's saying,
saying
no. He's saying like this. He's saying like this. Look. He's saying like this. Let's say they're at Daladamas. Let's say this Seahawks bottle is the makom of the get. Okay. So now they're moving. They start out right in the center of the bottle. That's where the Daladamas are. Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. Now all they do is walk towards each other. Okay, let's say they walked at exactly the same pace. That wouldn't change anything.
Oh.
That's his problem.
So it's still there. Because
even if they were moving, let's say they were moving at exactly the same pace, it wouldn't change anything. All you would say is that everything to the left of the bottle, she was there first, and everything to the right of the bottle, he was there first. Now you just have a case where he's on where she was and she's on where he was. But everything to the... But all you'd be able to say is that the Seahawks bottle that they get is half in her rishos and half in his rishos. You wouldn't have the case where it's in both of their rishos. Right?
I mean, it's not the equivalent.
Then
they
get to go towards it.
I feel like that would be the equivalent.
Don't feel.
No, I guess what you're saying...
It would not be equivalent. In other words...
This is the case... That's the case of Megarosh's Vein and Megarosh's...
Yeah, we're looking for the case where it's completely in his and her Rishus in an indeterminable state.
Yeah.
Right?
So why is Rishus giving a case where it's not in an indeterminable state?
He is! So here he goes
so
like this.
Rashi's
case is the way we were learning. Rashi doesn't say the case, but the way we were learning Rashi's case... For some biased reason, we thought they were coming towards each other. Okay. It doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't it make sense that way also?
Let's get this.
The same exact thing.
Because they're not accomplishing anything.
Okay, then listen carefully to what I'm saying. Okay? Can you see the Seahawks bottle well? Yeah. Let's move this.
Man, I wish that guy didn't leave the blackboard in his car.
Here is where she is, this is her rishus, and this is his rishus. Okay, now what's the rule? If it's your rishus to begin with, it stays your rishus. That's the rule? Is that the rule?
Yeah.
Jay? Yes? Okay. Now, as they're moving towards each other, all we have is each one going on to where the other one was. And still is.
So nothing
occurs. At this line, nothing changes. Everything to the right of the line stays his. Everything to the left of the line stays hers.
Yeah.
Correct?
No, yeah.
And then all we'll be able to say is that the get is half on his and half on hers. right?
Yeah.
But that's not our case. That's the next case. Our case is where it's in a state of superposition, his all in hers, and
so
simultaneously all in his.
Yeah.
You understand? How do we achieve that, Jay? Like this. They're walking together just like this. And they
how
walk.
How do you call it Mechsa on Mechsa?
It
doesn't say Mechsa. Oh, it says...
Mission
says oh, yeah, but Mechsa on Mechsa means, they're learning Mechsa on Mechsa to mean, it's like completely in his and simultaneously completely in hers. It's in both of
but
their rishus and
same. She doesn't have a rishus because he was there first.
Ah, so they're walking side by side. They're walking side by side. They have an overlap like this, and they walk forward
toward
into a territory that neither one of them had ever been in before.
Yes.
Hold on. Okay. Now this new territory that neither one of them had been in before, can we say he got there first or she got there first? No. We can't say either one. We can only say they both got there first. Which throws that territory into a state of doubt. Between whose is it?
Don't we say it's impossible for them to be there at the same time?
That's the answer. But the question was, the case, the original proposition was, the case is, it's new.
This is a question on how,
this
on
is
what
an
the case is.
An explanation of what the case is, correct. Saying, how can you have a case that is new, that neither one of them got there before each other? If they're walking towards each other, it'll never happen.
Because they're always going into each other.
Because they're always just going into each other's territory. You're just going to go like, it'll be like this. It'll be like this.
Worlds collide.
Right?
Yeah.
But
too bad you couldn't see that.
It
was good. So if you'll learn that pshat, that's the rishash now. He says if you'll learn that they're holding hands, walking side by side, that's perfect. Okay? Elva loshna shas lo mashmahachi. Ella she ba'u mi beis tzadin. Miss Nagdim, Kipirish Rashi. Oh, Gil, I owe you an apology. I owe you an apology. Is that what Rashi says? Not clear.
No, don't worry. Even if I got it right, it probably was by accident.
Well, anyway, he thinks the plain shot is that they're coming towards each other. Vine ladas harayvid hamuva bitur. Dilemahalech. Ah, he's got our answer. Dilemahalech lo tiknu dalad amos, matzilomer shapir. De amdo bevas achas beherchak zayin amos beinam. So if we didn't do the proper preparation over here, but if we had, we might have found the Ravid sheet in the tour, who says there is no dalad amos when you're walking. So that was the conclusion that we reached.
Right.
Right, we said it seems from Rashi that there's no dalad amos when you're walking.
When really could be
right.
The opposite.
Because that would resolve the problem. As they're walking, nobody has dalad amos. And then it's a question of when do they stop. Whoever stopped first will be the one who gets it. Right, that would resolve the problem. Avoladasa rosh gashom degam b'halich tiknu kasha. Yeah. V'yesh loma de motzi lomar kigon shenosu bo. Come on. Shenosu ba golos b'mercha kanal. Yordu b'vas achas al ha'oretz. Sure. Oh, shayar rachok rishus harabim b'mesha kanal mafsik bein bateyem v'yotsu ke'achas. Another good one. V'yesh lomar, oh, d'gam l'da... Oh, you want to hear what they're saying? They're saying they're walking on their... They come together on wagons, and they jump off the wagon at the same time. In other words, no one had that spot before. Right? Or they come out of their houses at the same time.
Whoa.
And they hit the ground. Nice. Right? V'yesh lomar, oh, d'gam l'das harosh, eino kona rak behatzigo raglov ala aretz, v'lo kishetlui ba'avir. Okay, he tries to work out the pshat. Interesting, huh?